The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Go time right here on the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. That's right.
They gonna get you, big dog.
Hey man, he got bigger problems than me.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
Russell Wilson got bigger problems than me right now. He is Hecma Harrison.
I'm in the building.
In the house. Barry Church.
Yes, sir.
Former Cowboy safety. In the house. Your Toledo Rockets, are they playing Saturday or Friday in the MAC Championship?
I believe it is Friday.
Okay.
I believe it is Friday. I got to look that up, but I believe it's Friday.
The MACtion. MACtion time.
You know, we play anytime.
The fact that you don't know that, though.
Nah, man. I told you, man, it's a long story about
me
and Toledo, man.
Yeah, you're going, right?
Nah, I ain't messing with it.
No, what?
Nope.
It is Saturday.
I thought it was Friday.
It is Saturday. So the championship game is Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN. The Toledo Rockets at 7-5 are going up against Ohio at 9-3. Yes. So they are on ESPN. ABC is going to air the Big 12 championship game at 11 a.m. at Jerry World.
Okay, there we go. All right, Toledo.
T-O-L.
E-D-O.
That may not dedicated like you are, man. You're alma mater, man.
Hey, man, look, I just figured, you know, this man being in the Hall of Fame and all, that would have been the bridge that they built, you know, to Barry Church that, you know, kind of reconciled this whole thing, but somehow it didn't.
You're a cold man. It didn't cost me, man. I should have been drafted.
But think about
it. It's still right here.
Okay.
It's a wound.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to stay away from that, boy.
Hecma, your North Texas Mean Green, they're playing in the Conference USA Championship. You know what day that is?
I believe that's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they got Central Florida?
They still the UTSA. UTSA.
Defending champion UTSA. You in the house?
No, I'm going to be here.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to be here. I got a game to go to on Saturday.
Okay. So.
There it is.
Okay.
At AT&T Stadium.
Okay.
There it is.
You can do both.
For my other boy.
You can do both.
You're going to that game.
Yeah, I'm going for my other boy. Yeah. You know what time it is.
Hey, you're in the Sugar Bowl no matter what, man.
Nobody cares about it. Don't nobody. Hey, it's all good.
But congratulations. You don't leave me hanging. You're going to the Sugar Bowl. You're going to the Sugar Bowl.
You ain't decide.
Bruh, I want you to hit up Koshan when you're down in New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl with K-State. K-State, Barry Church, this thing works out great. If they win the Big 12 championship, they will go represent the conference in the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose the Big 12 championship, they still get to go represent the conference in the Sugar Bowl because TCU would be going to the College Football Playoff, playing in either the Peach Bowl or the bowl game out in Arizona, Fiesta. So these boys at K-State are rolling to New Orleans no matter what. That's good living right there.
But you can't roll to New Orleans on an L, though.
Oh, like they're not going to go.
I mean, you're going to go. You're definitely going to go, but it's just like, you got to spoil TCU. You got to spoil that. You can't go to the Sugar Bowl.
He know what time it is. He know what it's all about canceling Christmas.
Okay, they're gonna be these kids going to be moping around in New Orleans. Man.
Nobody mopes around in New Orleans.
I don't want no gumbo.
Nobody does that.
We didn't win the Big 12 championship. Don't give me that gumbo. I don't go to Bourbon Street. I got to stay in my hotel the whole time.
But they got to play. They got to play.
Them. You know what? We're going to be a new year. New year, 2023. About to win this game. Stop it. By the way, I'm Nui Scruggs.
Wait. What about Pembroke? What they got going on?
We fired the coach.
Oh.
I've been on the coaching search.
Okay, all
right. So they're giving me names. I'm like, dude,
this is a couple guys
called the Fritz Potter Alliance. Like, got some African American people to talk to here. So I'm trying to help with the coaching search here. And,
there we go. All right.
Nui Scruggs is hired as the new head coach.
No.
You wouldn't go down that route? If they was like, we need you.
You couldn't pay me to coach. Ever. Ever.
Never.
Want the heat.
Ever. You know what?
No, there is a number.
I could not.
There is a number. Yeah, thank you. There is a number.
There is a number.
The thing about coaching, you know, I couldn't deal with, you know, like Kelvin Joseph. You know, you going to jump outside on, we got to light up a special team, you jumping outside. I couldn't handle that.
No, Scruggs, we're going to give you $70 million over 7 years. Would you like to coach?
He got his whole family at the podium.
Just over there.
This opportunity.
You know, Like, poor Mike McCarthy, you know, after the Packer loss, he'll hit the podium and he's trying to explain Jalen Tolbert. Not, you know, he was out here defending me. Well, he said he talked to him. Like, bro, Mike, we, you know, dudes offside.
Dudes offside.
Right. You know, I couldn't handle it, man. So I couldn't handle these things, man. I'd just be inappropriate all day long as a head coach. So couldn't do it. And you got your life in other people's hands. And the other thing you guys noticed, because you guys have both played college football, and Barry played in the pros, the coaches do a pretty good job of having you thoroughly prepared.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Oh yeah.
So you've told people what to do, and next thing you know, all right, they don't do what you said.
But some coaches, man, they get to it where this should be easy. It ain't easy to cover these wide receivers. It ain't easy to cover these tight ends. Coach, I told you, we man-to-man. Stay outside leverage. It ain't that easy when Kelsey's hitting you with seven moves to stay on the outside leverage. Like,
trust me.
Some coaches got to realize, like, man, come on now. We understand how the X's and O's work, but you actually got to be in the trenches
can you imagine being in a dark room film study with that little laser light with Nui? This is you, right?
Let's take it back.
Hold on. With the clicker in his hand, the last place in the world I'd want to be.
You're like that guy from Twitter. Coach.
Coach. Oh, look. Here's Joseph. One more time.
Pee down his leg.
We all know it's a simple PAT, but no, here's Joseph.
Bad.
You know, yes.
Now, you can get mad about those.
I would be on people all day long. No, I would not be. It would be out.
I'll never forget, man. Coach Levitt asked me in a meeting, man. I'm just bad tape. Harrison, what'd you make on your SAT? It's like 700. No wonder we can't get this.
That's how they be.
They be on you, though. That's where the eye in the sky don't lie. Dog. You can't lie your way out of that one, dude.
And the stuff I could have had on Jalen if I was coaching. Here's Swiper. We down 30.
Oh.
He running to the quarterback. He's swiping.
That's where the coach turn around and say, look at this. Hold on.
Y'all see this?
That's you.
That'd be the worst.
Here it is, Amari. Road game. Knew we wasn't going to get nothing. Let's look at this.
What they say when your boy was like this, though.
Here's Dawkins. Ain't caught a touchdown pass all the way. Look at all of you guys. All right, here, putting him in the Pro Bowl.
Man.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I would be bad.
Slow-mo, super slow-mo. Look at this.
Wait. We got McGovern. Hold on, everybody. Here's McGovern holding.
I mean, Garrett was good for that too. That Garrett vision on Sunday, man, he had a whole team in there after practice, after a game, and he would pick out 10 plays. You would just please don't be on them 10 plays. And if you were, man,
did you know
just,
going in?
You knew exactly what plays. Like, man, if they catch me on this play, it's gonna be bad. So you knew
after
going
the play,
in,
you was like, oh, that's God, gonna make it. Ah, oh, that's
only,
gonna...
only hope you had is if you won the game. If you had bad tape and you lost, you think about that all night. When you get to the facility, going through weights, then when you get to that room, you know you're gonna be on there. You know you're gonna be on Garrett Vision, man. It was
and of course the worst question every coach asks you when you know you messed up.
What were you thinking?
Why? Just tell me why. Just tell me why.
I'll tell you why. This man was
strong. No.
There's no answer good enough. No, right.
And the one you never want to say, well, I thought. Don't ever say thoughts. You guys know. Man. Don't ever tell the guy, I thought. Oh, see, you thought. That's the problem. You're thinking. You know how would you think? I couldn't coach, man. I couldn't coach. So today I get a phone call from somebody over at NBC. Since the Cowboys have the Colts game this weekend, and they said to me, Nui, what does this Cowboys defense need to become great?
Mm. Wow.
Now, before I tell you what I said, figure I'll bring it to the crew. I'm going to start with you, Heck.
What does this team need?
The defense.
Defense.
To become great. Yeah. The defense.
I struggle with that question because I think they have all the inner workings of a great defense. Mm-hmm. And when I think great defense, I think 91 Eagles. I think with Jerome Brown and White. I think the Steel Curtain. I think the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. I think the New York Giants when they
86.
Won. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about, and you start talking about those names and the guys that you had up front. To me, you have everything at the edge. You have everything at the cornerback position. Mm-hmm. I think you even have it at the safety position when you talk about J.K. and what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I think the only missing piece is a guy up front. That's the only thing that I can think of. Yeah. You don't have a Warren Sapp. You don't have a Saragusa. You don't have, you know, you don't have that one guy up front that you could say he's. And I struggle with that because I think Odighizuwa, I think a lot of these guys they fit the mold. They're getting there. I just don't think that they are. When we think dominant and when we think those great defenses, I don't think that you put those guys in that same vein.
Yeah, and I'm with you as far as this defense being as close as perfect as you can be. I mean, obviously they're not perfect. Obviously they're not the 2000 Ravens or the 02 Bucks or anything like that. But these guys, they got playmakers on each level. You talk about the defensive line, the way they're able to get after the quarterback. Yeah. They've gotten better in stopping the run. You look at that secondary. Rush and cover works together. You got Diggs. You got Brown. Sometimes Brown, you know, he gives up some plays here and there. But overall, I think he's an extremely solid corner. And you mentioned the safeties. You got two guys that can play in the box extremely well. They can blitz when you talk about Wilson and J.K.
Yeah.
And then you got the ultimate, you know, middle of the field safety in Hooker, who makes sure everything's kept in front of the defense. So they're extremely good. I will say they're extremely good, almost great defense. I just think maybe the one thing, if anything, I could put my finger to is maybe having a playmaker on that second level, that playmaker on that linebacker level.
Yep.
Early in his career, LVE, you know, his rookie year, he was that playmaking guy. We've seen him scooping and scoring, coming off of sacks, forcing fumbles, getting interceptions.
True.
We've seen that. You talk about the Ravens, they had Ray Lewis. You talk about the Buccaneers, they had
Brooks.
Derek Brooks out there. Yeah. So I just think maybe, and our linebacker core is solid. It's extremely solid, but just maybe having a playmaking linebacker on that second level can put this defense over the top. But as of right now, I mean, I'm extremely happy with what this defense is doing so far this season and the strength of this team. So they don't need much, maybe a playmaker on the second level.
Okay. Here's what I said. You guys tell me how you feel about it. I said, you cannot be a great defense when you are 24th in the NFL against the run and allowing teams to run 132 yards against you. Defense is not going to allow that to happen. They're going to shut that down. And that was my response. And I had to think about it for a minute. I was like, and that's what I came back to. I said, you know what, that's it. When you look at statistically, they are number one against the pass in the National Football League. Total defense, they're seventh. But 24. That stood out to me when you think 132 yards. That's a lot. That's folks running on you, man.
Yeah.
That's some stuff. So to me, that's what I said to the person at NBC Sports.
Yeah, and I think this Dan Quinn has probably, he's not preaching this, but it's a bend but don't break style when it comes down to the run. We talked earlier in the season about the points that they were allowing. I think teams were not even getting past 15 points on this defense. It wasn't until a certain point, maybe Green Bay in the season, or the Eagles, that they, you know, we had a team score over 20 points on them. Look, I just think that this is a passing league, and teams are concentrating so much on getting sacks and stopping those big plays that now, as I've said, you know, the re-evolution of the running game, teams are starting to go now towards running the ball at these smaller defensive linemen that are not trying to gobble up blocks and, play alignment, assignment football, and that's how you stop the run. So I think there's been a complete thought process change as it relates to this defense mid-season. That's the development, because they want to be elite. And that's the one thing, like, that is the thorn in their side, knowing that they're 24th in the run. 132 per, you know, that's not going to get it done. And that's going to keep you out of that company of being elite.
Especially when you're going against better teams. I mean, we've all seen it. You know, going into last year, going into the playoffs, you know, it was the penalties that kind of came back and hit us in the end. This rushing attack, when you get into those NFC playoffs, you're talking about, you know, Seattle, who can run the football extremely well. The 49ers, they can run the football extremely well. Look at Philadelphia. That's all they do is run the football. Yeah. So, to me, I mean, you're going to go against teams, better teams, when you get into the playoffs, and that's something that you got to, you know, stitch together and make sure you get it together, because at the end, it might hit you in the butt if we get to the playoffs and teams are still able to run the football on you.
How about these numbers for the 86 Giants? 59 sacks as a team. Intercepted 24 passes. In the playoffs, they gave up 23 points total.
Like all rounds.
Total. And in the Super Bowl, they won 39-20 over Denver, which means only, you know, played two games and dudes only scored 3 points against them. Lawrence Taylor, 20.5 sacks. Leonard Marshall, 12 sacks. Carl Banks, 6.5 sacks. I was getting after some people right there.
Yeah.
That was a heck of a
55 sacks.
And the 86 Giants comes back on the heels of how great that 85 Bears team was.
Yeah. Wasn't the 86 Bears even better statistically? Which is crazy.
They were good, but you know, and this is just my feeling.
What?
When you try to repeat, no. You know, you spent a whole season in 85. You went in 85.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody loves you. You're not paying for nothing. I mean, it's tough to come back the next year. When you went in a town like that, yeah. I think it would have been 63 since they won Super Bowl. Mm. I mean, that's hard to have that same, you know, like a Rocky III, man. They had an eye of tiger, baby. It was a full tiger. Oh, the tiger that had to get up and hunt nobody. Everybody was bringing the food. You know, what you want? What you want, Walter? Pay his food. You ain't got to hunt nothing, man. It's hard. It's hard, man. Yeah. You know?
That was a dominant defense. Richard Dent, Wilbur Marshall. Yes. Well, they had some dogs on that defense. But when you switch over and you talk about the Giants, that was a different league back then. Like, you had running backs that ran the ball. The stat line was 40 carries for 100. That's why these guys are walking around. Like, man, that guy can't walk because he carried the ball 35 times per game.
Yeah.
That was the stat line. I mean, Troy Aikman couldn't have imagined throwing the ball as much as Dak Prescott has to throw the ball. Yeah. You know? So a different league, different time. And so for those numbers to be, that just shows their domination, the attention to the detail of stopping the run, because that's all there was. You know, it's not like you didn't have guys like Jerry World Rice out there and guys that were just completely balling.
Yeah.
But the run, stopping the run was the number one thing for a defense.
That Bears defense that year in 85, Richard Dent, 17. 17 sacks, Otis Wilson, 10.5 sacks, Steve McMichael, 8 sacks, Leslie Frazier, 6 interceptions, Dave Duerson had 5 interceptions, Gary Fincic had 5 interceptions, and they came and played the Cowboys that year, and it was 44-0.
Mike Singletary, boy, them boys was
real. And then the Steelers defense surrendered a grand total of 28 points through 9 games. Had a 9-0 stretch, which included 5 shutouts and 2 contests with 3 points allowed. You'll never see that again.
Nah.
The 76 deal. Yeah, that'll never happen again.
Nah.
That you know, in a league where they changed all the rules.
Can't touch receivers. It ain't.
That right there might be more secure than that Dolphins 72 season where they went undefeated, because there's no way.
28 points in 9 games?
In 9 games.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid, man.
Leave your offense at home.
Just don't even come.
Which, and 5 shutouts in the 9, okay? 5 shutouts in the 9, and then two of the contests, we only gave you field goals. So they didn't even score a touchdown. That's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy. So
sniffing the red zone.
And this week, once again, here are the Cowboys facing off against a Colts team where, you know what, they can run the ball. They're averaging 118.3 yards. So that's 17th in the league. Jonathan Taylor, not as good, but that offensive line, not as good as. But the Cowboys, in my opinion, and we've spoken about it right here on this podcast, got to go ahead and put together some better performances in stopping the run. And obviously some of the numbers they've had here earlier in the year, you know, you think about that, the Lions ran on them, Green Bay ran on them, Chicago had 239 yards. Got to cut that down, so it's one more opportunity to do that. Let's take a break. I want you to think of something positive about what Mike McCarthy's done this year.
Okay.
Because I was also asked this question.
Something positive, huh?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's the person. I want to know something positive about what Mike McCarthy's doing. I said, you know, and I gave him something. I was like, you know what? Bring this to the show. We asked the guys here. Since I got put on the hot seat a little bit, answering questions for the Cowboys, what you guys think? All He's Heckma Harrison. That's Barry Church. I'm Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Experience the most electrifying event of the holiday season, Cowboys Christmas Extravaganza powered by Reliant. Every Friday and Saturday night through December 17th, Cowboy Christmas Extravaganza ignites the star in Frisco with an unforgettable holiday performance showcasing the world-renowned Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, your favorite Dallas Cowboy football heroes, and Santa Claus too. Visit thestardistrict.com/Christmas for more information.
Thank you, smart brother. Appreciate that.
There it is.
Heroes, cut the check.
Yes.
Mega hero. Mega hero.
They cost bread, too.
Cut the check.
All right. I need you to come up with something positive about Mike McCarthy, because I was asked that from my NBC sports calls. They're getting ready for Sunday Night Football on NBC between the Colts and the Cowboys. I had a few.
You had a few.
I had a few.
Man, you should have gave me one.
So I want to know from you guys, what would you have said?
Oh, see how you do?
Yeah. Slide on to my boy right there.
Man.
Positive. Well, hey.
Chris Beam gave us game management, right? Mm-hmm. We had that. Mm-hmm. So I won't take that one. Oh, God, man. Just let Dan Quinn do what he do. getting out the way.
Okay.
Man, Zeke. Okay. That's it. The way that he handled Zeke's the MCL sprain.
Okay.
It was different from last year where they allowed him to continue to play, realizing that you have Tony Pollard and you can give him that airtime and let Zeke heal, I think is going to be the saving grace for this rushing game.
Okay. All right, I like that one. I know we talked about the game management, which he's done a great job of, but to me, I'm giving him credit for getting the most out of his players, each and every one of his players. Like, I understand, you know, some people say, oh, it's Kellen Moore's scheme or it's Dan Quinn doing this, but he's the head coach and he put this thing together, so I'm giving him the credit for it. If we look at it, what has happened when you lose your quarterback one after the first week, for 5 weeks, you're going out there Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush, where I was on this show, and I mean, I was completely wrong, but I was on this show saying it's a wrap. It's done. They ain't got nothing. It's done. They're going to end up with a losing
record. Start the draft show.
Start the draft show. It's a wrap. But what he was able to do with that offense and tailor fit it to where Cooper Rush can go out there and get the most of his abilities, to where people were talking about, I don't know, should we stick with Cooper Rush for the rest of the season? To me, he's getting the most out of each and every one of his players. The players respect him as a coach. They respect what he's doing out there. And he's giving these guys the rest. His team never looks tired out there. When they go out on the field, they never look like, oh, man, we had too long of a practice. Like, we starting slow or we're getting drugged in the second half. Right. You never see any of that. The players are responding to whatever he's doing on the practice field, and I'm giving him full credit for it. So to me, it's getting the most out of your players because not a lot of coaches can do that. You know, we've seen when he was here with Mike Nolan how that defense looked, and he's got those same players almost. So we got to give him some credit where credit is due.
Well, gentlemen, I answered the question, and I said we expect the Cowboys to win this game, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's gonna, it'll be over by halftime.
So that will give them 10 wins, correct?
Yep. Nine and three or eight?
Yeah. Nine.
Give them nine wins. Okay.
They'll give them 9 wins. Right, yeah.
Okay. You feel good about a 10th win?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right now we're in the AFC South Classic. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's two back-to-backs.
Here's a guy that's going to win 10 games, a minimum of 10 games.
Yeah.
They hadn't had a coach win back-to-back 10-win games since Barry Switzer. Mm. Back in the 98 season. 96. Mm. Just look at it here, man. So, Dallas Cowboys, 1996, 10-6. Dallas Cowboys, 1995, 12-4. Hadn't seen that in a minute. I said, he's on his way to doing that.
Back-to-backs.
I mentioned Cooper Rush. I said, how many guys, after the first game, as bad as the Cowboys look, which they didn't score a touchdown, you lose your starting quarterback, and everybody writes you off, and Cooper Rush goes 4-1, and the only game he lost to was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Then I said, he's played without his starting quarterback one game, lost games from your starting tight end, hadn't had your starting left tackle all season long. In the first game, your starting left guard gets hurt. He misses some time out there. Your starting running back is hurt, misses time. You got Malik Hooker. Well, your starting safeties, he's missing time. J-Rod Kearse, your starting safety, missing time back there. I said, the amount of guys who have missed time and younger players that you need to step up. I was like, Tyler Smith did not play a snap at left tackle at all during training camp. I was worried.
Yeah,
I said, we left training camp, and I'm like, this kicking situation is bad. Field goal kicker's been fantastic. Special teams has been an area in which they continue to improve. You go out here, you get a Kamonte Turpin, and Turpin makes a difference out there. Mm-hmm. I said, so in my opinion, watching Mike McCarthy develop a lot of young players, have guys go out there and get the job done. I mean, people forget, Matt Farniak was out here starting some games on the offensive line for this team. You never looked and said, oh, that young player's killing us. I said, they just kept playing. Then I said, as much credit as Dan Quinn gets for being as good as he is, Mike McCarthy was the one who brought Dan Quinn in here.
Yep.
Mike McCarthy also admitted that when Jerry was out here, you know, giving him head coach money to stay and mentioning him like he could be the next head coach, that as a younger guy, he would have been, you know, I don't want this guy around. He's like, no, I want this guy here to be egoless in the process and to be a steadying force that he hasn't changed at all. So I was giving those platitudes about Mike McCarthy because I said, I think he deserves credit. I said, oh, by the way, guess what? We were all saying Sean Payton was going to take the job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? This man was written off, and what has he done? He's proven that he's a good football coach who can handle a lot of situations. Well, another situation that, I mean, remember how panicked a whole bunch of people were, not me, about, oh, we don't have Randy Gregory. Oh, what are we going to do on the other side? Dorrance Armstrong. 8 sacks, career high. Dante Fowler, 5 sacks. Sam Williams, the rookie from Ole Miss. Wait till he figures out what to really do in the National Football League.
You know, after his rookie year.
That kind of stuff we don't talk about for Mike McCarthy. The Cowboys are a good team. You could argue the second best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
No worse than third. Okay? And no worse than third. With all the differences, all the different lineups they've had to throw out there, all the different people they've had to ask him play. Oh, and I said, oh, by the way, you know, he lost his slot corner. Gone for the year.
He's out.
Gone for the year. I said, that's credit to a man who's built a culture, and they've improved and got young guys to play. I mean, the rookie tight end, all of us enjoyed watching the whack-a-mole on Thanksgiving Day for the rookie tight ends. I said, that's Mike McCarthy is a coach. That's Lunda Wells being able to be empowered as a coach and developing guys. And we don't talk about that enough because I just think it's underappreciated. You know, we beat Mike McCarthy up in losses when he's winning, and you see the way this thing is going here. I don't think we talk enough about it. There is a culture here, and it's pretty good. Yeah. So that's what I said.
No, I love everything that you just said, and just to take it further, he doesn't get enough recognition with the national media. If any of these other guys that we had discussed that have turned their teams around had lost their starting quarterback and won the amount of games that he has, they'd be talking about him in the same breath as Coach of the Year. He doesn't get any of that. Mm-hmm. Some of the knee-jerk reactions that people wanted him to have about, you know, potentially firing Philbin. You know, he didn't react to that. He doubled down on making sure that he kept Philbin. And look at how Coach Philbin has been able to develop this offensive line. There's been so much about special teams that we talked about. Again, special teams now being one of the strong suits, one of the stronger parts of this team. So, look, I am one of those people that, you know, I come from a family where my uncle was a coach. You know, I hate to hear those things about guys losing their livelihoods. But at the same time, when you start on a coach talking at the beginning of the year like the way that they did with Sean, all the Sean Payton talk, mm-hmm. I thought that that was unfair. They can't come back now and clean it up and say, man, put all of that to bed. Now he still has hovering over his head, what do you do in the first round of the playoffs? Let's just keep it real. Yeah, all right? He still has it there. He still has a job to do, and this team has to perform for him in the playoffs. Because if not, those same people will come return with the same narrative. They just waiting in the wing, dog. That's all they doing. You know, but for everything that you just said about the job that he's done coaching, man, I think it speaks to him. It also speaks to his experience in Green Bay and what's made him a better coach here in Dallas.
Can I ask you, so you think if he doesn't, for some reason, get past the first round this year, do you think that criticism that will come, is it warranted? Like if he goes another year out of the wild card.
It's context.
Yeah, it really is.
It's all about the context. Do you get beat on a last-second field goal? Do you get beat on a clear pass interference call that goes the other way for the other team and they walk out there, kick a field goal, and go? I mean, how does it happen? That's going to be the whole thing. If you're blown out, that's going to be one thing. But if you lose a close game and Jerry wants to absolve you of it, i.e., Jason Garrett losing to Mike McCarthy and the Packers at home as the number one seed. Oof. You know, that's it's the context, man.
So either way, he keeps going next year, even if blowout or close game, first round exit. I'm saying first round, he's good to go for the next year, no matter what.
If I'm Mike McCarthy, here's what I know: I'll be coaching somewhere in the National Football League, no matter what.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get his job. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So Jerry wants to go in a different direction. Mike McCarthy will land somewhere else. And I mean, hey, you Cleveland, you snatch this guy up. If you're the Chargers, you snatch this guy. Denver, we wise to snatch this guy up. I mean, so he's going to be fine no matter what. But we just know context matters when you're talking about this, because unfortunately for Mike McCarthy, David Moore, the Dallas Morning News, really broke this down for me in training camp. He is having to carry the sins of all these other coaches who couldn't do anything in terms of winning, getting to a Super Bowl. So, you know, you got, hey, Mike, you didn't do it, but you're carrying the fact that Jason Garrett didn't do it, that Wade Phillips didn't do it, that Hall of Famer Bill Parcells didn't do it. Nobody was expecting it from Campo, though. Chan Daly couldn't do it. No, hey, look.
I got it.
Remember when they were way over the cap?
Yeah, yeah.
Cut Troy. I mean, you know, you got Quincy Carter and Tony Banks. I mean, you don't expect it. Come on, man. He was hoping to make the playoffs, man. Right. Got to the point. Ty Jerry was just hoping to try. He was just hiring Bill Parcells to get a stadium built. I just need a new stadium, guys. So they weren't trying to win, but you know, those other coaches were expected to take the Cowboys back to the promised land. So you know, take Campo out of there. The other ones were given the kinds of resources and opportunities and expectations to do something. So,
I think with the talent on his roster, Barry, he's expected to win.
That's what I'm saying. At least pass the first round.
Hey man, we bought everything in here for you to be successful. We've given it to you. This team is built to win right now. There's nothing future about what's happening right now. This is a right now kind of deal.
Yeah, but heck, I look at Kansas City like this is what another reason why I don't coach. You couldn't have told me they weren't about to go out there and take on Cincinnati and not go to Super Bowl. Man, I'd have been the fool out there. Hey, we booking tickets. Yeah. We're about to showing up to L.A. Yeah. I mean, I thought for sure they were going to win that game. They didn't win that game?
Yeah, completely underestimated Joe Burrow and that Cincinnati offense.
And remember, right before the half, set of kicking a field goal, Patrick Mahomes, oh, no, boom. Coach, I got this. Sure, you know, and create turnover.
And those are the kind of in-game decisions that Mike McCarthy was making last year that mm-hmm. people were pointing to say, that's going to get you canned if you do that again. Yeah. You know, the fake punts and all of those things that he was – like he had to kind of curtail some of those mistakes that he was making in-game so that those whispers can go away. But this roster – and you would know. I mean, that's why I turn to you and I ask you, like, is this roster good enough to get to an NFC championship?
Oh, yeah.
When you – because everybody knows AFC, dog, it's going to be – whoo. You,
it's gonna be real.
It's gonna be real in the AFC, but in the NFC, if you look at every team, there are no top teams right now. There are no top teams, and so that's what Dallas has the most hope that you put in. Like this team can make a run, and they can get past the first round. If they don't get past the first round, that's where I think
you're gonna hear them chirps.
Last year's playoff showed us we don't know. Nobody thought Cincinnati and the Rams would be sitting up in here, doing that one more time. Nobody did. You know, it was second straight year teams played the Super Bowl in their own building.
Yeah.
It won't happen this year. Guarantee you that. So that is what it is. Hey, we got to take our next break. So I'm out Friday because I've got school.
Yep.
So I got finals. I got to get a hop on. So I'm gonna make my pick.
Go ahead and do it, man. Make the right one.
Not this, you know.
Have you been keeping up with the picks,
it's
though?
It's the Colts, man.
Have you been keeping up with the Thursday pick?
Chris Beam took that over. Remember that?
Did he?
Yeah. We talk about it in the break. We talk about that in the break right
now. Chris about to hit the button right now.
I did.
What?
Go to break.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
But Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Give the gift of the Cowboys this season with a Dallas Cowboy United membership. Gift your superfan an annual fan club membership and fan pack for as little as $20. Tis the season. Learn more at DallasCowboys.com/United.
All right.
I know the word now. I know the word. He's triggered.
Cowboys 8-3 taking on the 4-7 Colts on NBC Sunday Night Football. Cowboys 11-point favorite here. Give me the Cowboys to win this one 34-13. So that'll be my prediction right there.
You're saying 30 burger.
Yeah, 34-13.
30 burger.
The Colts can't score. get out here, you know, shut down the run, get ahead, and you know.
It's a wrap, huh? Yeah. Kiss the baby.
Yeah, and I just, you know, handle your business. They've been off for 10 days. The only real concern you kind of have right now is just, all right, you got a couple guys walking around with some illnesses, and they won't tell you if it's COVID or not right now. They're trying to keep it all under wraps. But I just see them handling their business. Zeke is healthy, so I just think that happens here. We do have Thursday Night Football, gentlemen. The Buffalo Bills are taking on the New England Patriots.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one tonight, boy. Okay.
Finally, Amazon got a good one.
On Amazon Prime, the Buffalo Bills are 4-point favorites in Foxborough. I took New England to cover. Give me the Bills to win. I'm going to go with a 24-21 victory for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. 24-21.
What you got here?
You know, I'm going with Belichick. Belichick at home. It's going to be close. I'm going to go 24-20, something like that, man. It's going to be close. But I think that Patriots defense is going to give Josh Allen
some fits.
Some work.
Yeah, you can't turn it over. You fool around and find out.
Some work
with Belichick. Okay, what you got?
Yeah, I'm with heck on this one. I'm gonna go Patriots 27, Bills 21. I feel like Belichick will kind of keep Josh Allen under wraps, and then with that run game the Patriots got, man, I feel like they're gonna drain the clock. Call it a day.
I told you, Mac, about that pixie dust.
Told him that pixie dust. You did say that. You did call
that. There you go. There you go. That pixie dust is coming.
Early game.
You know, last time we saw the Patriots, they played a very, very gallant game against the Vikings on a Thursday night. That was at 33-26 Thanksgiving night. So this is their first game since Thanksgiving. But they fought them pretty well up there.
Yeah, they needed some saving.
In Minnesota, so they've played some close football games all year long. When you start to look at the team, they're hanging around in the playoffs right now. But you know, outside of that Bears beating, which they got dismantled 33-14, they've pretty much been in most games that they've been in this year.
Guys, I got a question for y'all, and just answer this how you feel it. This team in the playoffs, will home field advantage or home field matter at all?
For the Cowboys.
Will it matter? I think it does.
You think it does?
Yeah, you think they are a team that needs to have a game at home, or do you think they can go on the road?
They have the capabilities to win on the road because they got a good run game, they got a good defense. But I think if they want to make a long stretch of things, I think they're going to need at least one, maybe two at the crib. You know, I think they.
So that means you got. Crib. That means you have to win on Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, you got to do it and hope you can catch the Eagles.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Nui?
Maybe getting out of the friendly confines of AT&T Stadium will do them some good. Maybe it'll do them some good. I mean, you look last year, you got San Francisco in your house. You think you want it there, and it didn't work. So maybe you go on the road, and your mindset changes. I don't know. I can't call it. I really can't. I mean, you think about all the false start penalties we were talking about the other day. They've got more penalties at home than they do on the road.
That's true. But two of their losses were away, and one of them was at home to the Bucks the first game, but. I don't know, man. I think home field would definitely do them justice.
And they're second to New Orleans in scoring at home since 2016. Yeah. So the home they score at home.
Yeah. Fast track.
What would you say the best game they played this year is?
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota by far. Man, I mean, Minnesota. Come on.
Okay, and where was that at?
Was yeah, come on. Yeah, you're right.
Yes. I was there in Green Bay. That was a great crowd. Great crowd. It was the most watched game of the year. And
they lost that game, though.
Yeah, but you in the fourth quarter, up 14, you did that to you.
Okay.
You did that to you. As much as as much as Aaron Rodgers was out there, but you did that to you. You put them on the road in a playoff atmosphere. I'm not worried for this football team. They can go play. It wasn't like they got blown out. I mean, they got up 14 points in fourth quarter, and they just stopped playing. They stopped executing here. So I don't think the Cowboys having to go on the road for the playoffs is going to be something that you just say, oh my gosh. They're not ready to handle
it. No, I like what you're thinking.
So if you got to go, okay, and you think right now, so Minnesota's going to win that division. Okay, you already won in Minnesota if you got to go back there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. what was it, Seattle right now?
Tampa Bay. Okay. Yeah, so.
They can go to Seattle. Ain't nobody scared about going to Tampa Bay right about now.
I don't know, man. You never want to mess with Brady in the playoffs, man. I just don't want to see this team outdoors.
They just lost the left tackle. I'm telling you, man, I would not be that. That does not. I'm not worried about where they go, whether it's home or away. Yeah, I just worry about the execution of doing your job to win the football game.
So Philadelphia, if you have to play Philadelphia, this greatest case scenario, you have to play Philadelphia in January I don't know if it would even come out this way for the NFC Championship game.
I don't like their chances.
I like this.
You don't like that.
This team has defense. This defense can go anywhere and play.
That's true. But we all know they're one Achilles heel.
Is it cold weather? Is it outdoors?
That's what I'm saying.
It's about running the football. Okay, yeah. Whether you're at home or away, if you're able to run on the Cowboys, you're going to be able to beat them. So it doesn't matter to me where they play. They got to figure out how to stop the run against whoever they match up against in the playoffs. Hey, that's all the time we have. Tomorrow, Heckma Harris and Barry Church going to handle things as I'm in class.
Special guest, too.
And we got a special guest tomorrow.
Hey, man, you guys roll out the guests when I leave, man. I'm here. It's an empty chair, but okay. Okay.
I mean, we got to make up for the space, man. That's all we got. What do you mean?
Like Tad Prescott the other day. Hey, man, I missed you. Yeah, man, I didn't know you was coming in, Tad. So, but hey, okay.
Cold piece of work.
Do you have the Zeke's daddy in?
Yeah, Zeke's.
Yeah. Okay. Who Stacey was in.
Who y'all bringing in next? Drew Pearson?
No, we got the deep.
Damn, Roger Staubach. Who next?
Boy, it's Andrew Pearson.
Dorsett? I mean, really? Really? No, Gil Brandt? I mean, what y'all gonna do? Tell stories of Gil Brandt while I'm gonna bring out some cookies and milk and have fun with Gil Brandt?
Man, y'all.
You guys wrong. You guys wrong for that. While I'm suffering in class, you guys gonna go for fun time around.
Hey, listen in, man. We're gonna hold it down for you, Newey. We're gonna hold it, Players Lounge, for you, dog.
We got you, man.
Goodbye.
We got
you, man. Goodbye.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!